This week's opening session of the United Nations brought the usual blast against Israel and more denials of a Holocaust. The implications of this mindset will impact the whole world one day. You need to understand why. You're listening to Longitude. It's Friday, September 25th, 2009. I'm Darris McNeely. Yom Kippur, the biblical Day of Atonement, arrives next Monday. This is a very solemn occasion that focuses the mind on the source of evil in today's world, and it reveals God's final solution to the problem. The meaning and importance attached to this commanded observance is critically important. Without this understanding, you cannot understand the events and the headlines of the day. This week, the world was again exposed to the ideas of people who openly challenge the right of sovereign nations to exist. Also challenged were the historical truths of the Holocaust, the attempt to exterminate Jews during World War II. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad stood before the United Nations General Assembly and threatened Israel and the peace of the Middle East. His statements denying the Holocaust are well known. On Thursday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu countered such statements with undeniable proof the Holocaust was planned and executed. It's hard to imagine that serious people can deny such an historical event. Yet Arab scholars and political leaders routinely deny the Jews have any history in Jerusalem. They say the Jews never lived in the city, and the temple never existed. In Arab schools, it is taught the Jews invented their connection to Jerusalem, and there is no historical roots to the claim. This denies plain statements in the Quran, Islam's holy book, that refer to the temple built by Solomon. Statements there also in the book reveal the details or the features of the temple. There are official Muslim acknowledgments of Jewish history on the Temple Mount which even state, quote, "The site is one of the oldest in the world. Its sanctity dates from the earliest times. Its identity with the site of Solomon's temple is beyond dispute," end of quote. The only reason to deny such truths is to undermine the legitimacy of the State of Israel. Quite frankly, with such an entrenched mindset among many otherwise intelligent Arab leaders, it's really hard to imagine any realistic solution that can bring peace to the region. To accomplish that goal of peace, my friends, there must first be a radical change of heart and mind between the Arab and the Jew before we can look for lasting peace. The anti-Semitism that is seen in so many ways today is a virulent form of anti-God behavior that flows from the true source of evil in today's world. It's more than a hatred for Jews and anything connected to their faith and practice. Anti-Semitism is at heart a hatred of God and God's law. It always has been. Humans really do not wish to acknowledge God and His sovereignty in their lives. We really do not wish to bow our knees fully to God in humble submission to His will and purpose. The Jews remind mankind of the great God who spoke His law to the world from a smoking and shaking Mount Sinai. The children of Israel had trouble obeying it then, and the world really does not want to obey it now. Prime Minister Netanyahu was correct in his speech when he said that whenever there are attacks on the Jews, it usually results in problems that impact everyone. These current verbal attacks on Jews and the State of Israel will lead to wider problems for the world. We cannot escape this fact of history and the Bible. In Romans chapter 1, the Apostle Paul spoke to this truth when he said that all humanity, quote, "did not like to retain God in their knowledge." In verse 30 of that chapter, he says that, speaking of all mankind, he says they are haters of God. The Jews are a stark reminder of the reality of this God, and there is a powerful spiritual force that seeks to deny it and stamp out any evidence and residue from the face of the earth. Which brings us back to the Day of Atonement. This biblical festival pictures the day when the father of lies and the source of all evil and sin in today's world, Satan the devil, is bound away from any influence upon the minds of men. The rich symbolism and ceremony of the day show all the details. Today there are many Christians who understand this truth and observe the day to remember and to look forward to this future event. The Day of Atonement, Yom Kippur to the Jews, is an important festival for today's world. Events at the United Nations and in the Middle East have serious meaning for Bible prophecy and our immediate future. Keep reading and keep watching this website for understanding of this and more. For Longitude, I'm Darris McNeely. Keep watching.